As the new year gets closer, people are making their resolutions. One of the most common vows is to get out of debt. For advice on making 2005 a happy year financially, we turn to Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for the Washington Post, and she joins us regularly on Day to Day. She spoke earlier with Alex Chadwick.
Michelle, is it going to be a happy new year all around?
Well, you know, according to the latest numbers about savings rates, I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to start off the new year in debt and in trouble, unfortunately. And I'm here to tell you that no matter what happened in 2004, 2005 is a new opportunity to get your money straight. And it can be done.
So what is the big reason people fail to meet their financial New Year's resolutions?
I think a lot of people are so depressed by their debt that they don't see a way out. And in fact, sometimes they don't even open up their billing statements because they don't want to face it. So the big thing is that you got to face it. No matter how much in debt you are, I tell you, you can dig yourself out. And if you're not in debt, hey, listen, that's great. Sit down and try to figure out a plan to meet your financial goals for 2005 and beyond.
So as people look at their finances, what do they start to review?
What I'm talking about is a budget, that B word. And it doesn't mean living some frugal life where you can't do anything. All I'm talking about is meeting the goals that you say are important to you. Sending your kids to college, buying a home, or paying your home off early so you can retire early. These are all the things people tell me that they want to do, and yet they don't have a plan to do it.
If this problem is so widespread, Michelle, maybe people need help. Maybe we all need to go to outside financial advisors. Although, you know, on a kind of normal budget, you don't think that you need that.
For some people who are, you know, low income or whatever, you know, it may not be that they can afford a financial planner. But I believe in getting professional help. I mean, look, if you got a toothache, you're not going to ask Cousin Betty, what should you do? You know? And yet when people are in debt and have financial trouble, that's exactly what they do. Don't ask your coworker. Don't ask your mama. Find someone who is skilled at helping people budget. If you've got some cash and you're not sure what to do and you're pretty stable, then maybe it's time to hire a financial planner. I have one and you know how cheap I am. And I got some help because I thought, you know, we're doing a pretty good job. My husband and I said, we're doing a pretty good job, but we want to be sure that we're doing all the things that we need. We wanted to have someone make sure we had all the insurance, that we were doing all the things we can to maximize our income in terms of taxes. And so, you know, you get to a point where you can't do it yourself. Now, if you want to do it yourself, there are so many resources out there. I mean, oh my goodness, you can go to the internet and find all kinds of things. You can do a budget. I like Quicken. My husband and I use Quicken. There are all kinds of tools for you to use. All I'm trying to say is for 2005, make it a priority to make sure that you've got your money straight.
Michelle, we thank you for inspiration and good advice again for the year 2004. We look forward to more next year.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. You know, I love you and I love this show. And I'm so pleased that so many people are finding the advice useful. You know, I see lots of letters from people in trouble. And I'm hoping that with our segments that we continue to try to help people see that this is complicated but doable.
Michelle Singletary writes The Color of Money for the Washington Post. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich and personal finance contributor to Day to Day.
That interview by Alex Chadwick. And for those of you resolving to get your finances in order in 2005 but need a little help doing it, Michelle is offering our listeners a chance to win a copy of her book, Spend Well, Live Rich. Just drop her a line with your financial resolutions for 2005. The best ideas win a free copy of the book. The email address is daytoday@npr.org. Please put Michelle in the subject line.